Welcome to Walking in the Way of Jesus. I'm Jay Voorhees. Okay, I know this was supposed to be a weekly podcast. Of course, we started this at the beginning of the pandemic, trying to come up with some sort of study that we could do together every week. But as we've moved out of pandemic precautions, as we've come back to in-person church and visiting folks in their homes and in their hospitals, simply I just ran out of time. And so I just am going to confess that this podcast is going to be more sporadic. I wish it could be weekly. I wish I could fit it into my schedule, but it's just tough to do. But I'm not giving up on it. We're going to continue to read through the Gospel of Mark, and hopefully we will be through this in, hopefully, certainly by the end of the year. I should say that I will be out of town on vacation next week, the first vacation I've taken in about 18 months. And so it may be a couple of weeks before we get the next episode out, but I will work as well as I can, as strongly as I can, to try to get this podcast produced on a more regular basis. This week, we're reading from Mark's story of Jesus that's found in chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the legal experts heard their dispute and saw how well Jesus answered them. He came over and asked him, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus replied, "The most important one is, 'Israel, listen. Our God is the one Lord. And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your being, with all your mind and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You will love your neighbor as yourself.' No other commandment is greater than these." The legal expert said to him, "Well said, teacher. You have truthfully said that God is one and there is no other besides him. And to love God with all of the heart and a full understanding and all of one's strength and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more important than all kinds of entirely burned offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered with wisdom, he said to him, "You are not far from God's kingdom." After that, no one dared to ask him any more questions. This teaching of Jesus is, of course, what we call the Great Commandment. We call it the Great Commandment because it's really kind of the center of our theology about faith and practice, about how we are supposed to focus our lives as disciples of Jesus Christ. And I confess that this is probably the center of how I understand Christian faith, the things that we're supposed to be about, loving God and loving neighbor. Part of that is that our Wesleyan tradition, the Methodist tradition that I'm a part of, really has lifted up this great commandment as how we're to structure our lives, the things that we're supposed to do. And it should be noted that the great commandment, loving God and loving neighbor, really kind of sums up everything that our lives are about. Now, it's important to me because Jesus says it's important. Now, it's not reflected here in Mark's gospel, but in the other gospels, one of the things that Jesus says in response to saying these commandments, he says, "Upon these commandments hang the law and the prophets." And what he means by that is that these commandments sum up everything that you find in the Old Testament. that everything in the scriptures is rooted around these two commandments. We actually see that a little bit in the Ten Commandments, the famous Ten Commandments that were given on the mountainside and that Moses brought down from the mountainside. When you look at those commandments, they're really kind of divided in two sections. One of the sections is about how we love God, how we fully and completely love God. The other commandments are related to how we relate to our neighbors and how we love them. And I think one of the things the church has sometimes missed in recent years has been this focus on the great commandment as the central teaching around which we structure our faith. I was in a conversation with another pastor from another tradition a couple weeks ago, and I was talking about the Great Commandment and how that sort of guides our church here at City Road Chapel. And he said, yeah, well, that's all well and good, but it's not a growth strategy. And, you know, of course, the Great Commission, that is to go make disciples, trumps the Great Commandment. Now, I disagree with him. I think that's a false dichotomy, for one thing, because making disciples is ultimately about helping people to love God and love neighbor. They're not disciples just to exist. They're disciples so that they can carry out Christ's command of love. So as you reflect on this teaching this week, I hope you'll take a moment to look at your life and say, how am I focusing on love of God and love of neighbor? Am I really practicing this commandment? And if so, why not? As we end our time today, may we always remember that good is stronger than evil, love is stronger than hate, light is stronger than darkness, life is stronger than death, victory is ours, through Him who loves us. Amen.